Well, civil rights investigators with the U.S. Justice Department say the city of Phoenix and its police department discriminate against people with behavioral health disabilities. Phoenix acknowledges missteps, but says about a decade has been spent working to accomplish a wide range of reforms. KJZZ's Matthew Casey introduces us to the mom of a 29-year-old schizophrenic man who's had numerous encounters with Phoenix officers since 2017.
For the last 4 years, Jane Jepson has spent most of her time awake in her bedroom with the doors bolted shut.
This is my, I guess it's like an RV lock for an RV gate that's been installed.
She also has lumber 2x4s.
That I place in my driveway here, so two sets.
The barrier is for when schizophrenia convinces Jepson's son that she's an imposter. She didn't recognize his symptoms when they emerged about a decade ago. She finally sought help when a threat to stab her while she slept made fear for her own safety stronger than her love for him.
That's something that we train when we talk to families, is if you call 911, you can never take it back. You can't say never mind.
Jepson says her son has had at least a half dozen encounters with Phoenix police in recent years. None of them were cited by the U.S. Justice Department. KJZZ is not identifying Jepson's son. He chose not to take part in this story.
People will put up with behaviors that they probably shouldn't because they're so fearful about calling for help.
Phoenix police were called when Jepson's son strangled her unconscious. His behavior after wrecking a car led to an officer pointing a gun at Jepson. The feds say that instead of changing their approach, Phoenix police escalate encounters with mentally ill people.
What is so sad is that the report found that Phoenix's officers act on the assumption that people with disabilities are dangerous.
Larry Walken is an attorney with experience representing Phoenix and people who sue the city. He says most mentally ill people who police encounter are in a state of psychosis.
Mentally ill individuals often have excessive force used against them simply because they can't comply with the officer's commands.
The feds also found that the Phoenix 911 call center routinely fails to identify when callers need help with behavioral health issues, so police get sent by default. 3 years ago, the city put millions into an effort that had been volunteer-based for decades. The build-out continues, but now behavioral health units are sent alone on calls with no crime reported, no fire, and no medical need.
Part of it is just changing the culture of, you know, they want our team members to be safe.
D.C. Ernst runs the city's community assistance program. Her team has worked with 911 dispatch to develop new questions for callers that determine if they should be transferred to her team instead of police and fire. Her crews are much busier this year compared to last.
So our vision is to eliminate PD from having to go out on calls where they're not the subject matter experts.
Less work for a police department that's chronically understaffed would be welcomed by officers.
In no way, shape, or form should law enforcement be responsible to take care of societal issues.
Paul Sheldon is president of the Arizona Fraternal Order of Police, a labor union with members that carry a Phoenix badge.
I've watched the amount of responsibilities for a police officer go from law enforcement to everything.
Likewise, Jane Jepson views police being sent to deal with mentally ill people as a symptom of a larger societal failure.
It's a dangerous situation for the police, it's a dangerous situation for the family members, and it's a dangerous situation for the loved one that's suffering from illness.
Jepson frequently uses the word lucky to describe her son's experiences with Phoenix police. Once the chaos after the car accident was sorted out, officers evaluated her son and concluded that he would do badly in jail. They released him to Jepson's care, and she advocated for him to go into a diversion court where his charges were consolidated. The police who've come after Jepson calls 911 knew how to do crisis intervention.
The newer officers are in fact very well trained, and that there's been tremendous changes. I've seen it from 2017 to 2023.
Jepsen is spending less time locked in her room these days. With the right medication, her son has recovered to the point where he lives somewhat independently in an apartment that Jepsen has delayed her own retirement to provide him. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.